Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Luke 5, our text we've been on for some weeks now. The title of the series is God's Will to Heal. And we believe He's for it, not against it. And we're for it. Somebody say, y'all believe in healing? Absolutely. Every day of the week. For everybody. Now that separates us from a lot of Christians. You know, we might think that, well, you know, everybody believes it's God's will to heal, but we're actually the minority. There are a whole lot more Christians that do not believe it's God's will to heal all the time and for everybody than that do. So why do we believe that? If we're in the minority, if so many other millions believe something different than we do about this, why do we believe this? Is there a reason? Well, we're convinced that the Bible tells us so. Luke 5. Luke 5 and verse 12. It came to pass when he, Jesus, was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. He was persuaded of the Lord's ability to get him healed. He was unconvinced, unsure of his willingness. And that's exactly where millions of Christians, believers, good people, thoroughly born again, love God, go to heaven when they die, but they are not convinced that it's God's will to heal them. They hope it is. They'd like for it to be just like this man, but they don't know if it is or not. Not sure. Well, how are you going to find out? Well, a lot of them feel that, well, we'll pray and ask the Lord to do it, to heal us if it's His will. Well, then how are we going to find out the will of God? Well, if it's His will, we get healed. If we didn't get healed, it was obvious it wasn't His will. Millions believe this. But why don't they believe that concerning other things? Concerning the new birth? If you said, well, it might not be God's will to save everybody, they go, oh, no, that's wrong. That's error. It's God's will to save everybody. Yeah, but they're not all saved. How do we find the will of God on any subject? Come on, help me out now. Not by what you've experienced or by what you haven't experienced, not by what somebody else experienced or didn't experience. How do we find the will of God? The Word of God reveals the will of God. Now, there's all kind of people who have not attained to God's perfect will in a lot of areas. But does that change the will of God? No. What if you and I come short of God's perfect will in some area of our life? Do we try to change the standard and say, well, what we're experiencing is the perfect will of God? No. No, the Bible, the Word of God, tells us the will of God. And instead of trying to water this down to match what we're experiencing or not experiencing, let's believe God to lift up our experience, raise up our experience to match this. You got to get to the point where you say, this is the will of God. I don't care what I see. I don't care what I feel. I don't care what I've experienced or other people haven't experienced. This is the will of God. If there were only two people in the state of Missouri that ever got saved, it was still the perfect will of God for all of them to get saved. Do you believe that? Because the Bible said it's not His will that any should perish. It is His will for all to come to the knowledge of the truth and salvation. Is it true? Of course, a lot of people are not attaining to that. But it's still the will of God. And if there wasn't but three people in the history that got healed, it's still the will of God for everybody to be healed. If there were only five people on the planet that were prospered supernaturally, it's still the will of God for everybody to prosper. Come on now. If there are only 10 people in the church that spoke in tongues, it's still the will of God for everybody to speak in tongues. You with me or not? Somebody say the will of God is found in the Word of God. That's where we find the will of God. So we began some weeks ago now establishing why we are sure it's God's will for all to be healed. 30 biblical reasons. 30 reasons from the scripture why we know it's God's will for all of us to be healed right now. Amen. If you find somebody that says, well, I don't believe it that way, well, get them to give you 30 biblical reasons why they are sure it's not God's will. For all, not their opinion, not their experience, not their theory, scriptures. Yes, scriptures. Have we been giving you scriptures on these reasons?
Yes, sir.
Not theories, not opinion. So we're up to reason number what, 24? The last reason was reason number 24. If you have not been with us, we saw reason number 1, God's word is medicine. Number 2, a strong spirit will sustain you. Number 3, God's original creation. Number 4, God's will in heaven and in the world to come. Number 5, the origin of sickness and disease. Number 6, sickness is a work of the devil. Not my opinion, the Bible said so. Number 7, we have a covenant of healing. Number 8, the eternal names of God. He is still Jehovah Rapha. Number 9, sickness is a curse. And we've been redeemed from the curse. Number 10, types of redemption. Number 11, redemption itself. Number 12, the first fruits of our redemption. Number 13, the fatherhood of God. He's a healing father. Number 14, healing is the children's bread. Number 15, the mercy of God. Number 16, we got authority over demons and disease. Number 17, the ministry of Jesus. He healed everybody that ever came to him to be healed, left healed, and that ministry is still going on today. Number 18, the laying on of hands. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. 19, the good shepherd takes good care of his sheep. Number 20, healing in the acts. It didn't pass away. Number 21, signs and wonders and gifts of healings. Number 22, prayers for healing. Number 23, the all-inclusive promises of God. If you didn't know any other scripture, God has promised repeatedly to do all things and anything and whatsoever thing that whosoever would believe and receive. Number 24, with long life, He will satisfy us and show us His salvation. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Well, you can't die young with sickness and disease and reach that. Even if it didn't kill you, if the disease works on you long enough, it's shortening your life. No, somebody say, well, long life.
Long life.
He will satisfy me and show me His salvation. Well, let's go on to reason number 25 tonight. Go to John 15. Now, these next reasons that we're going to go through, they have some similarity, and yet they're different as well. There's some overlap. That's why I may not spend as much time on each one, but you're going to see a recurring theme over and over, and really it goes through the whole of what we've taught, but I believe it'll be driven home even stronger tonight. What are we talking about? It's God's will for all of us to be healed. Everybody. So, you know, people say, well, it must not have been God's will to heal them. We don't believe that. I said, we don't believe that. Well, you know, they died from that car wreck at 25. It just was God's will to take them. It was their time. We don't believe that. Now, if they were saved, they went to heaven. Glory to God. It's better to be with the Lord. But no, we don't believe that. They were robbed of years they could have had. Can you say amen? Well, you know, they prayed, but they died from the disease. It was just God's will for them to have the disease and to die. No, I'm sorry. We don't believe that. Now, there's been cases where I and where you have not attained to God's best, but it doesn't change God's best.
Amen.
Hmm? There's been times you didn't operate in the perfect will of God. I didn't attain to the perfect will of God, but that doesn't change the perfect will of God. What is the perfect will of God for everybody on the planet?
To be healed.
To be healed.
Yes.
To be healed. We're going to preach it. We're going to proclaim it.
Hallelujah.
We're going to expound it. We're going to confess it.
Yes.
We're going to say it. We're going to believe for it.
Yes.
And we're not going to change. Now, you know, there's a lot of religions. I mean, they change their Bible every few years. They change this and they change. And there's groups, Christian groups. They change what they believe. Pretty regularly. But if you believe in the Bible, you never get an upgrade. You never get an update. Why? Because it was perfect when He said it. It was perfect when He said it. It was right. It doesn't need to change. It'll never need to change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is God. He does not change. Doesn't need to. Hallelujah. Did you find John? John 15 and verse 5. Jesus said, I am the vine. You are the branches. Are you a branch?
Yes.
You are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. Reason number 25, we are sure it's God's will for all to be healed today because He is the vine. We are the branches. What kind of vine is He? Is He a healthy vine? Is He a strong vine? Or is He a sickly vine? How many understand healthy vine, sickly branches?
No.
Healthy trunk, sick limbs.
No.
The life that's in the branches is coming out of the trunk. It's coming out of the vine. If the vine is robust and healthy and strong, the branches should be robust. Why? Because they're part of the plant.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, No Sickness in Him, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002T. That's R2002T, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.